2020年昆明市初中学业水平考试英语试题卷白卷第一部分听力第一节听句子选出与所听句子内容相符的图画听音前你有10秒钟的读题时间注意听两遍
1. I often ride my bike to school.
I often ride my bike to school.
2. I am going to be a teacher.
I am going to be a teacher.
3. He likes eating dumplings very much.
He likes eating dumplings very much.
4. I have a headache and I must see a doctor.
I have a headache and I must see a doctor.
5. Reading books is a good way to spend time at home.
Reading books is a good way to spend time at home.
第二节，根据所听到的句子，选出最恰当的应答语。听音前，你有10秒钟的读题时间。注意听两遍。
6. Could you please open the door for me?
Could you please open the door for me?
7. Thank you for helping me feed my pet.
Thank you for helping me feed my pet.
8. Don't let the children play football on the street.
Don't let the children play football on the street.
9. Why not go to visit our teacher now?
Why not go to visit our teacher now?
10. Excuse me, which is the way to the hospital?
Excuse me.Which is the way to the hospital?
第三节，听对话及问题，选择最佳答案。听音前，你有10秒钟的读题时间，注意听两遍。
11. What do you think of Jackie Chan's movies?
I think his movies are exciting.
Question. What does the man think of Jackie Chan's movies? What do you think of Jackie Chan's movies?
I think his movies are exciting.
Question. What does the man think of Jackie Chan's movies? Do you know where Jim is?
He is drinking water in the kitchen.
Question: What's Jim doing now? Do you know where Jim is?
He is drinking water in the kitchen.
Question: What's Jim doing now? 13. Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a dress for my daughter.
Question: What's the relationship between the speakers? Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a dress for my daughter.
Question: What's the relationship between the speakers? 14. Were you late for the meeting yesterday?
Yes, I was supposed to arrive at 8, but I arrived 15 minutes late.
Question: What time did the man attend the meeting yesterday? Were you late for the meeting yesterday?
Yes, I was supposed to arrive at 8, but I arrived 15 minutes late.
Question: What time did the man attend the meeting yesterday? 15. Dad, can I feed bananas to the monkeys?
Oh dear, we aren't allowed to feed animals here.
I got it, Dad. Question: Where are they probably talking? Dad, can I feed bananas to the monkeys?
Oh dear, we aren't allowed to feed animals here.
I got it, Dad. Question: Where are they probably talking?
第4节，听短文，根据短文内容回答问题。听音前，你有15秒钟的读题时间。注意，听三遍。
Mr. Black is a doctor in a local hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Black was driving back home after working in the afternoon. He met a crying boy sitting on the road. Mr. Black stopped his car and walked to the boy. He asked the boy why he cried. The boy said he fell down when he was running on his way home. Mr. Black found the boy's legs were hurt, so he took the boy to the hospital where he works. He helped the boy deal with his pain. Then he called the boy's parents. When his parents arrived, the little boy had fallen asleep. The parents thanked Mr. Black very much. Finally, they took the boy back home. On that day, Mr. Black got home late, but he felt very happy. He was proud that he is a doctor.
Mr. Black is a doctor in a local hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Black was driving back home after working in the afternoon. He met a crying boy sitting on the road. Mr. Black stopped his car and walked to the boy. He asked the boy why he cried. The boy said he fell down when he was running on his way home. Mr. Black found the boy's legs were hurt, so he took the boy to the hospital where he works. He helped the boy deal with his pain. Then he called the boy's parents. When his parents arrived, the little boy had fallen asleep. The parents thanked Mr. Black very much. Finally, they took the boy back home. On that day, Mr. Black got home late, but he felt very happy. He was proud that he is a doctor.
Mr. Black is a doctor in a local hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Black was driving back home after working in the afternoon. He met a crying boy sitting on the road. Mr. Black stopped his car and walked to the boy. He asked the boy why he cried. The boy said he fell down when he was running on his way home. Mr. Black found the boy's legs were hurt, so he took the boy to the hospital where he works. He helped the boy deal with his pain. Then he called the boy's parents. When his parents arrived, the little boy had fallen asleep. The parents thanked Mr. Black very much. Finally, they took the boy back home. On that day, Mr. Black got home late, but he felt very happy. He was proud that he is a doctor.